Hey, this is James from survivalpunk.com. Back with another episode. I should have an interesting topic this week. You guys, I think, will enjoy it. It's, I heard a counter argument to a philosophy that I've been preaching for years on the blog and the podcast. And that's, I have always said, been a big proponent of the gray man philosophy. And, I saw a YouTube video recently. I'll try to find it and link it in the show notes so you guys can see the guy talk about it. He offered so I went into it thinking the guy was wrong. You know, obviously you have your own preconceived notions, but I wanted to see the other side of the argument here on the hard target compared to the gray man philosophy. And, the YouTuber put out a good point. He laid down a good case for it. So I thought it'd be worth talking about, the hard target versus the gray man philosophy in survival situations. So that will be our show topic for the week. So, if you have show ideas and suggestions, I just put out some stickies on both the Survival Punks Facebook group and the fan page. So drop them in there, or you can email me, james@survivalpunk.com, or you can call and leave a voicemail. The number to do that is 615-657-9104. Again, that's 615-657-9104. If the audio sounds a bit off, the pop filter for the microphone is missing. I don't know. Nimbus, the menace, knocked down the microphone, broke the pop filter off. So I'm going to try to super glue it back on there. Cause he's a little asshole sometimes. I have another one, laying around somewhere. So I might try to find that. I actually have a podcast guest appearance to be on later today. No spoilers. I'll talk about it, later. I'll definitely let you guys know. And, hopefully that brings some more punks to the fold. You know, it's a very selective group, but you know, we could always use a few more people. Speaking of a few more people, there is a Survival Punk Army. It is a membership support program. It helps keep the show coming out weekly so that it's there. There is several options to choose from. There's a monthly, month by month basis for $5, which is awesome. It's my favorite. A quarterly, so $15 for every 3 months. I need more coffee. There's a 6 month one where you get, it's like $30, or then the yearly membership for $50. Probably will run a sale soon. Haven't really ran a hard sale in a while. So probably about time for a new one. And it's actually probably time for new merchandise. I've been thinking about making another Teespring campaign soon. So if you have ideas for the next design for a shirt and or hoodie, let me know. I don't know if I want to do another, like, Don't Tread on Punks or, a new thing. I don't know. But, so yeah, if you have show ideas, go ahead and leave me a voicemail. And like always, if I get enough calls in, I will do a Q&A episode. So get those calls in. And with that, let's go ahead and jump into the show topic. So what is a gray man? We're going to start out defining what is a gray man, what is a hard target. Some of you may not be familiar with these terms, maybe new to you. Others may only know one or the other. You're either a hard target fan or a gray man fan. Gray man is basically trying So if you ever watch the news, you sometimes see descriptions of criminals and they're the vaguest things ever. And it's like, you literally described half the population. The suspect was a white male, about average height, about average build. It's like, you know, that's like half the people. So you, as a gray man, you literally want to like play on that. You want to be the most unnoticeable, unmemorable person ever. If the police had to like get a sketch artist and try to like, you know, get a description of you, they'd be like, you know, they wouldn't even be able to remember you. You want to be super forgetful. And you know, there are a lot of benefits to this. So like, you know, you don't want to do a lot of things that draw attention to yourself. You know, obviously you don't want to be the, if you go into a room and you see a bunch of people wearing like, you know, plain t-shirts and jeans and, you know, sneakers, and you see a guy with a giant green mohawk and a leather vest with the sleeves cut off and tattoos all down it and tight leather pants and giant boots, who are you going to remember in that crowd? You're going to remember the guy with the giant mohawk. Everyone else is just, oh, that's just an average dude. You know, they're all gray men. So as playing the gray man philosophy, you want to really take advantage of that. You want to be the most average motherfucker you can possibly be. So that you're not a target. You're not, singled out. You're not remembered. You know, like that's what being a gray man is. And, you know, I've done whole podcasts on being a gray man. I've wrote long articles on being a gray man. It's a huge topic. And it easily could go on for a whole episode. But basically, you just want to be a forgetful person that blends into a crowd. That's what you want to do. And that's the philosophy that I've always taught. Criminals are looking for a victim. You're going to blend into the crowd. They're going to pick someone noticeable. Not necessarily going to pick the gray man out of the crowd. So what is a hard target? Hard target is not forgettable, is not a gray man, basically. A hard target is basically presenting yourself as a threat not to be fucked with. You're basically making yourself to be that badass that when a criminal is looking for their target, they look at you and go, nah, it's not worth it. 'Cause criminals, they want the low hanging fruit, the easy targets. You know, they sort of weigh that mental game of, you know, what's the risk versus reward here? You go after a hard target, there's a good chance of failure. So the risk is fairly high. The reward, maybe not so good. You know, especially if you look like you're going to be a bad motherfucker that also does not have like a lot of money, like just a broke ass mean son of a bitch, there's not a real lot of reward there. Like, yeah, you could get some street cred by beating the hardest dude you find, but you know, is it really worth it? You know, whereas like if you see a weak rich guy, high value, low risk, you know, you see one of those, you know, idiot millennials walking around with their cell phones so they can't see anything. And, you know, they have gold watches on, gold rings, gold necklaces, and you can literally see the bulge of their wallet. You know, there's a good chance that you can go slam their head into the pavement before they even know what's going on and walk away with, you know, gold watches and wallets. But hard target, you're like, not really worth it. Not really worth it. They're paying attention. They're looking around. They obviously are not going to be an easy target. They're going to scrap with you the whole way, and they may or may not even have anything to steal. You know, they're probably not the ones flashing the gold necklace. They probably have like dog tags on saying that they've seen stuff tougher than you. So that's a hard target. That's a gray man. So what are some advantages to being a gray man? Like I said, it's when you blend into a crowd, you're unnoticed. It reduces your likelihood of being picked for things, for being attacked. So, you know, they're looking for a target that stands out. They're looking for someone that they think is weak and has a high value. And you want, as a gray man, for their eyes to sort of gloss over you. You want to be no one. if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you got to laugh right there, I'm sure. Your goal is to be no one. And that, when you're no one, it kind of makes a void. It really means that you could be anyone. You know, so they're not paying attention to you. Your likelihood of being victimized is fairly low. I mean, you could look like the complete gray man, but be the hard target underneath. You could be. So, and I would suggest you do, you know, you look like a non-target, so they don't want to pick you, but you're ready for confrontation if it's there. I mean, you're ready. You're not doing things like, you know, advertising how many kids, wives, dogs, and stuff you have at home on the back of your car. That's not being a smart gray man. I have car stickers, but it's kind of a fine line. Like, to really be the ultimate gray man, you got to be a complete blank no one. You just can't, you know, your car would be the most forgettable car ever. Like a white sedan with no stickers that stays moderately clean. Not pristine, not waxed, not dirty. Moderately clean. You know, you don't want flashy shoes. You want, you know, just cheap average sneakers. You want plain t-shirts. You don't want to really stand out. And some of you punks may be hearing this thinking, man, that sounds boring. And to a degree it is. And we'll talk about sort of finding your happy medium later. But doing these things, you know, you avoid trouble. That's the thing. Like, you know, rule number one in survival, waking up tomorrow breathing. You know, if you're a target and you get murdered, and you know, you could be the hardest motherfucker ever, but there's always someone or someones that could take your life. It could just happen. You know, you look a strong target. You look a good target instead of a gray man. If you look a good prime target, you know, maybe a gang of criminals decide to make you one. So, you know, even if you're prepared to fight someone, and this is a show topic, this has been highly recommended, the whole martial arts fighting thing, and I'll tackle it very soon, guys. I promise. You know, even if you like Kevin Cloca, even if you like Kevin Cloca and you train in martial arts and you're pretty proficient, you know, Kevin, by no means, I do not think he's, I don't want to comment on his belt. I can't remember. He could definitely scrap. Kevin's a scrappy motherfucker. But, you know, 20 guys with AKs show up, you know, you're not going to judo chop them. It's not appropriate technology for the situation. You're not Bruce Lee. You're not going to whip out your nunchucks and take on a bunch of gun-wielding guys. You know, you're probably fucked in that situation. And, you know, by not being so, we basically said this episode, you have two polar opposites here, really. Or two different ways to go, gray man or hard target. They're not the only two things you can be. You can be a soft target. Soft target, that, when we're talking about the risk versus reward, that's the prime target there. That's the easy pickings. You could go around and be the easy pickings, you know, and if you're not gray man, you're not hard target, you're either one of the three, you know, that's really what you are. You're either the low hanging fruit, the hard fruit, or the invisible fruit. You know, you've got to be one of the three, really. So you want to be prepared to meet that if you have to as a gray man, but you don't want to. You don't want to be put in that situation. And, you know, another part of the gray man is a lot of the mindset. You know, you're not trying to draw attention to yourself, but you're also not going to places where this would be an issue. You're not going to walk around the worst neighborhood in your particular town, you know, not paying attention with, you know, signs of high monetary value. You're not walking around in these bad neighborhoods with gold rings, gold necklaces, gold, you know, Rolexes, expensive suits. That's another part of the gray man philosophy. You're not putting yourself in stupid places doing stupid things. You're just not doing it. That's, you know, that's another part of that gray man advantage. It's not just the appearance, not just sort of the mindset, but you know, the actions you take. You're not taking overtly dumb actions, you know. Sometimes we have to go to certain places, like, by God, if you broke your iPhone, you found an iPhone repair place, maybe it's not the best part of town. But maybe that's the only place you can go. There's ways to tackle that, you know, like by being the gray man, like you still, maybe you have to go to a bad area for whatever reason, you have to. You kind of case the area, you look at it, you make sure that you're not presenting yourself as being a good target. You know, you don't take the long way around. You don't park your car blocks away and walk the scenic route. You try to get as close. I mean, by God, pull up to the door, jump out, go in there. Don't jump out. I mean, don't, obviously, gray man, you're not drawing attention to yourself. You know, but you're walking with a purpose and you're getting in and getting out. So that's. Do I have more to say on that? Let's talk about some hard target advantages. So we're switching from no one to Mr. Badass. You know, it's that jacked, you know, ex-military dude you see in a t-shirt that's walking down the street, you know, does not have, and this is just an example. A lot of my listeners happen to be ex-military. Thank you for your service, but you don't have to be. I'm not saying you have to be, but I'm just painting a mental picture for you here. You know, they're not glued to their cell phone. They're looking around. They know what they're going on. They see everything. More than likely, if you pass within their, you know, sphere, they're going to see you. They're going to make eye contact, which is a good, sort of alpha male practice. It's a good way that can distinguish, you know, soft targets from hard targets. If you make eye contact with someone, the weaker willed person will look away. It's even a fun game to play. You see people, you stare at them in the eye until they break contact. I've done it, several times. You know, if two dominant people pass each other, they'll make eye contact. They'll give a nod. They'll walk on. You know, they won't break eye contact. They'll pass by, not creepily make eye contact, but they'll make eye contact. If you get someone that's one of those soft targets, they'll look down. They'll look away. once again, like Game of Thrones, they'll put on that Theon Greyjoy. Like they'll just drop their head and like look at the ground while they walk by you. You know, and that's, my wife's over there shaking her head. That's, it's a good indicator of a soft target. Hard target will not. Gray man, you know, could be a couple ways, you know. If you make eye contact with someone, they kind of get stuck in your memory a little bit. And as a gray man, you really don't want that. But you don't want to show weakness either. So, you know, it's, you kind of just, you make eye contact, acknowledge it, and then move on. You don't really linger. It's just sort of, you don't want them to remember you, but as a hard target, you do. And if you can force them to drop their gaze, you do. Cause someone's like, man, that dude's a bad motherfucker. I don't want to fuck with him. Criminals, they're going to not want to get that hard target. Usually we'll talk about it in a second. They're like, this guy's going to scrap, you know, he's not showing submission here with his gaze. If I try to fight him, he's going to fight tooth and nail the whole way and probably win, you know, so it's not worth it. You know, they're sort of presenting that thing like, you know, another thing, they may or may not be armed, you know? As a gray man, you would never wear a shirt that says like, that draws attention to you. As a hard target, wearing a shirt that says like, you're a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, you're a NRA member, any of the amazing grunt style shirts, that tends to tell you people that this guy might be concealed carrying, whether they are or not. That's another thing. Like, I'm not a fan of open carry, but at all, we'll just leave it there. But if a criminal thinks that you may be armed and has a good thought of it, they're going to move on, you know? I mean, having someone that could probably beat their ass barefisted is bad enough. Having someone that, when they think they're going to be attacked, pull that weapon and will shoot. And if they think someone will pull out their weapon and shoot you dead for trying to attack them, that's not easy hanging fruit. That's not the easy target there. You know, they're sort of, I mean, criminals, especially ones that keep doing it for a while, not the idiot newbies, they tend to have the ability to keep doing criminal activities by being smart enough to keep doing criminal activities, not having been killed or in jail at this point. So they're smart enough to make these decisions on what's going to be a good risk versus reward. We're back to that again. And if someone looks like they will fucking kill you if you mess with them, that's not an easy target. If you look at someone who will throw their wall at you and pee their pants, that's probably a good target, you know? So, it's, you know, both gray man and hard target are trying to dissuade, criminal activity from your person. So they go about it completely different ways. As a gray man, you don't want to be noticed and or selected for violence. And you know, if you are, and it could always happen, you're prepared to meet that, which will throw them off guard. They think, they're like, this guy might be an easy target. I can't really tell. And then bam, you come at them with, you know, well more force than they expected. As a hard target, you're trying to sway them by fear of being a bigger threat than they are. So, that's your hard target advantages. Did I have some notes? I think I had some notes. I have disadvantages wrote, which is next. Like I said, I'm certainly no master on the hard target philosophy. It's, you know, it's fairly new to me, and I still don't know if I love it, but I talk about it in a little bit that there might be situations where that is, you know, applicable. And maybe it's the right thing for you. You know, obviously, like, you know, a 5 foot woman that weighs 90 pounds is not going to be able to pull off the hard target very easy. You know, and if you're 6'9", 400 pounds of muscle, you have a better chance. Like, and if you're that big, you're not going to be able to pull off the gray man. So, you know, and for women, it's different too. That could be an episode. Maybe I need to find a, prepper female girl that's like Good at the Gray Man or Hard Target Philosophy and have her on the show. Disadvantages. What are some disadvantages of being a gray man? It's hard. It's hard. Trying to be no one all the time. Is that my mother-in-law calling? Oh. So yeah. It's hard. It's hard, to be, you know, not expressing yourself is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to express not expressing yourself. I like seltzer water. Yeah, I've been trying to drink less coffee, which is weird, but I have been drinking less water and more coffee and getting like dehydration headaches because of it. So trying to drink a little bit more water and get some hydration going. So yeah, as a gray man, you are trying so hard to be blending in the crowd, being invisible, being nondescript, that you don't really have a whole lot of area for, you know, personal expression. You know, you don't have a whole lot of room to sort of pick your personal style. You're trying to be, you know, plain color t-shirts, you know, nondescript jackets. You're not wearing, and I doubt anyone's audience, you're not wearing the fanciest, you know, new shoes. But on my part, you know, like I've got a pair of bright red Chuck Taylors, kind of stick, you know, like I would say you could get away with the black and white Chuck Taylors. They're pretty, you know, they're not rare, you know, they don't stand out a whole lot. It's sort of a fun thing. Like generally if I see people wearing Chuck Taylors, I'm like, they're probably not a bad person. They're probably pretty darn cool. Not always. Sometimes they're fucking hipsters. But sometimes they're okay. You know, but are you wearing like thigh-high stripper boots? Nah, that's gonna stand out. Especially, you know, if you're like my buddy Scav. Scav's walking around wearing thigh-high boots, he's gonna stick out in a crowd. Enjoy that shout out. It's a shout out episode. Fuck yeah, wait. You know, Matt French, you're walking around with painted black fingernails. Yeah, it's good for expression. It might work for some hard target stuff. But it does not work for the gray man. People are going to notice that big dude over there with the beard has black fingernail polish. I'm going to remember him. Sorry, Matt. Pick on everybody day. But yeah. So yeah. Being the gray man, you know, there's degrees to follow it. Unless, you know, sometimes if you hang out on like the prepper forums and stuff, like you find people that are balls deep into it. You know, they're living the most great. In fact, if you're on the prepper forums, they're probably not on there. You will probably never know. You've probably met these people a million times and can't remember them. So, you know, you gotta find your happy medium, and I got a whole section talking about that, but, you know, the guy doing the video on the hard target thing was like, you know, if you look like everybody else and the criminals think everybody else is a sheep, then you're a sheep too. So I don't know. In fact, I do know. I do not agree with that. You can be no one. You can be nondescript. You can be the gray man and blend in, and not be a target. And that's the thing. Like, your purpose is to basically have their eyes glance over you, to just not have them pay attention to you. And when they're looking for people, you don't have the things that stick out saying you're an easy target. You know, but you've got to be vigilant. You've got to make sure that you're presenting that gray man whole persona that day, you know. And not just the clothing. You're not just don't have your clothing on point. You know, it's everything. It's your clothing, your hair, you know. Like I said, you're not going to have a big red mohawk and be a gray man. You know, you're not going to have, you're probably not going to be wearing a lot of cologne, you know. A lot of people will notice smell. If you're wearing like a really good smell, or flip side, you don't smell good, you know. If you're stinky, that could be a sign of maybe a good victim. Like if you have poor hygiene, like maybe not a good victim, you know, but, you know, you may trigger some of that hatred. Like people don't like smelly people. Maybe you'll get your ass kicked just for being smelly. Like no one ever thinks, man, that stinky dude, he's a good guy. I like him. No one ever thinks that. You know, it's like something about people smelling. It's that strong BO, like that just that sticks to people. You just hate it. Something about our humans, like we just fucking hate people like that. So yeah, as a gray man, you don't really want to have a smell. You want to be as neutral as you can be. And that means being clean, having your armpits deodorized, but not really going around with a great, like, you know, like, man, that guy smells really good. Like, you want people not to be able to notice you at all, you know? And some of that is posture. Some of that's, you know, your clothing. Some of that's the way that you think and move, you know? You're alert, but you're not staring people down. You know, it's a lot. And like I said, if you really want to go down that rabbit hole, it's like a lifelong dedication to go to, like, let's say gray man level 100, like the absolute perfect gray man that can ever be gray manned. And we're just going to say mostly it's unattainable. Like you've got to be like next level OCD, like, the guy that will, like, the last man standing for, like, the worst apocalypse in all of mankind, that guy. You gotta have, like, that level commitment. And at that point, really, do you want to be the last person alive? Cause I don't. I mean, I want to survive, obviously. I run a podcast on it. You know, but, like, meteorites coming to the earth, you know, you know, if it's going to wipe out everyone on Earth, I'm not going to be, you guys get my point here. People are a social creature, and life as the last person on Earth would be a pile of shit. And some of you may be thinking, man, that'd be great. I'd go steal everything and I'd drive around and then you'd get bored and lonely, guys. Trust me. That's kind of a weird tangent. So yeah, disadvantage to a hard target. A hard target is still a target. You know, as not being a gray man, you are sticking out. People remember you. People may think, man, that dude's a jackass. I'm going to come back with all of my friends. People may think, man, that dude probably has something. That's why he looks that hard. I'm going to come back with all of my guns. I'm going to snipe him from like the next street over. You know, and that's really where I start disagreeing with this guy. Like, are there times to be a hard target? Yes. But I feel that living your life as a hard target every single day. You're living your life as a target every single day. Every day people are remembering you. Every day there are chances of people to just say, man, that dude looked like he had it going on. He looked pretty rough. I'm a fucking sissy little bastard. I'm going to get a gun and shoot him. Because that's what's wrong with people. You know, these fucking... And I officially disown myself from the millennial generation. I am 36. I'm not a fucking millennial. Fuck the millennials. Or give them a different title. I don't know. But these fucking like little feminist men millennials, you know, that are, you know, like you, by being a hard target, you might be performing microaggressions upon them. And they may feel that the only way to deal with these microaggressions upon them by you being a fucking alpha male is to shoot you when you're not paying attention, which is hard to do. But, you know, like maybe they fucking blow up your whole house while you're asleep. Not a lot you can do on that. Didn't see that one coming. So yeah, I think there are some flaws into being a hard target 24/7. You know, and I'm just being real. I told you there are some definite flaws in being a gray man. You know, you could still be picked as a victim. Mostly because you're not following the gray man principle 1,000,000%. Cause it's hard. You know, we're all humans, but we're all fucking, we have our own little unique differences. We all have our own style. And to give all of that up, it's a little hard. It's a little hard. It requires some dedication that's crazy. You know, and, so let's see. I wrote down some things here. Mostly anecdote. I have a link to a survivalist forum group here. Yeah, I was talking about a guy from Serbia. He's talking about Selko. Selko wrote a book about the conflicts during the early 1990s. His recommendation revolved around blending in. If a guy looked too fat for the times, the people thought the guy had plenty of food. So obviously people tried to steal food from him. So many people almost starved themselves just to blend in. As to clothing, nobody wore anything new. They wore whatever they had or could find. You definitely did not want to wear obvious military attire. Plenty of snipers around that would love to add another notch to their stock if you look like the enemy. And for another post, if people went out looking for stuff, they normally did it at night. So yeah. Being a gray man is part of the not being seen, not being noticed. Instead of trying to present a persona to not be fucked with, it's better to not present a persona, to not be seen. And part of the gray man is just not to be noticed if you're seen, you know. Do you think those snipers Selko are talking about would have sniped a guy with a grunt style shirt? I mean, I have a bunch. I love grunt style. But I think they would, you know. I think that if you presented yourself as a hard target there, you would have been sniped. You would have been shot. You would have been killed. So, you know, it's moving up to the next one is finding the right situation for each. I think the sort of proper approach is not to pick a gray man over a hard target. Both are preferable to a soft target every day. But finding the right situation for which one. And then, you know, next we're sort of talking about something different. So, you know, like I just said, the right time to be a hard target is not... what was it? Serbia that Belko was from? Right then, being a hard target, probably not good. Cause there are a lot of harder motherfuckers trying to take you out. You know, and then the shit hit the fan. there's definitely a right time and a wrong time to be a hard target. You know, you're on your way to your bug out location, looking like someone that doesn't have much of anything, therefore being a bad target, being a gray man, probably wiser, you know. You're passing by a lot of people that would have no problem killing you. And a shit hit the fan, say you're at your bug out location with your, you know, your people that you bugged out with, your friends, family, team members, whatever. And you're on patrol, you want to look like a hard target there. And, you know, some people disagree, but if you're at a bug out location and you're patrolling looking like a gray man, they know you're protecting something. The gray, you can't pull off a gray man situation. It may even make them think that you might be a soft target. If you try to patrol and something, they're going to think that you're an easier target. In that situation, I definitely think hard target is the way to go. If some, like, you know, untrained, you know, fucking, like, looters come across your place in a bug out location and you're in, like, full tactical gear, plate carriers, you know, the whole nine things, carrying, you know, AR-15s and AK-47s, you know, and you obviously, like, are well organized. You're running, you know, organized patrols. You're presenting the hardest target you can think of. It's not worth it. You know, they're going to go to the house with, you know, the unprepared people in it that are just struggling to get by, and they're going to kill them and take whatever they have and move on to another easy target. And, you know, is there a way to pull that off as a gray man? You know, you disguise your house, make it look burnt out. You know, once again, you sacrifice to be the gray man. You make it like you're completely not there. You don't run electricity. You do all these things, you know, to basically hide in your house. Whereas I've got to say being a hard target in that situation way better. So you've got to really think situationally. What mindset does this particular situation call for? Not, you know, one size fits all, you know, some situations better be a gray man, you know? Just to go like more common, you know, like how many shit defense has America gone through? Man, not really any. How many times have you had a car breakdown? If you're listening to this podcast and you have drove for any length of time and you've never had a car breakdown, and I had one breakdown before cell phones really, so, it was a pain in the ass. You know, and you have to like walk home from the time your car broke down because you can't get a ride, it's too late, whatever happens, stuff happens. Gray man for that, you know. I don't feel that walking home to your location, you know, by yourself and just presenting that super hard target, you know, I think that's a bad idea. You know, I'd rather not be noticed and just sort of go home and be like, oh, that guy's not worth messing with. He doesn't really have anything. He's not worth it. He's just some schmuck trying to get home. You know, whereas if you're a hard target going home, you're presenting a target. You know, that guy looks like a badass. Let me kill him. You know, he probably has something. So, you know, and obviously there's dealing with breakdowns could be a whole episode in itself, but, I'd say that's a better situation for the gray man. You know, anytime you're in a crowd, I would much rather be a gray man over a hard target. You know, if there's an active shooter situation in a crowd, if they're already committed to murder, why not murder the people that would have a chance of fighting back? I mean, really, right? I mean, unless you're just a crazy person completely, and a lot of these shooters are just crazy, but not all of them are, they're not stupid usually. They plan these things. You know, and what's the reason that a lot of these shooters stop? You know, not a lot, but in some of these cases where the shooters were stopped with people that had concealed carry permits, that's their biggest threat. They know they have several minutes till the cops should show up. So taking out anyone in the crowd that could have a concealed carry, you know, a weapon on them, that should be their number one target. You know, one, mass murder and hysteria. Two, you know, make sure you take out anyone that could fire back. Gray man, meh, didn't notice him. Hard target. Well, I should kill that guy. So it's definitely, I don't think gray man versus hard target is a one or the other. In most situations, I think it's one or the other, but not in every situation. You know, different situations are different things. And lastly, oh God, I hope I'm not speeding through this episode. I'm hyped up and jazzed and ready to go. 46 minutes. You're good. You're good. I worry sometimes. Sometimes I worry about making the episodes too short, which is hard to do because I prattle on. Prattle on. There you go. You get to hear my famous singing. I don't want to make them too short, which is usually never a problem. So just making sure, guys. Happy medium. So this is sort of my thing. You gotta kind of find a happy medium for them both. Like I said, being full on gray man, no personal style there. Being a gray man with a little hard target thrown in, probably not worth it, you know? They either don't notice you or what they do notice of you is not worth fucking with, you know? You know, maybe you're a little bit of a hard target with a little gray man, so maybe they notice you, but they don't notice you. You know, what they do notice, they don't like, is what I'm saying here. So, back to Matt French. You know, I wouldn't say he really puts on a hard target. He kind of does some gray man stuff, you know, but with his beard and black fingernails, you know, people probably think, man, I don't really want to fuck with this guy. You know, generally, you don't see, if a man's wearing fucking fingernail polish, he probably has the balls to pull it off. Probably not worth fucking with him. He might go full retard on me, just retard strong, rip my arms off and beat me with my own arms. Not worth it. So I think I will personally recommend a sort of a happy medium, you know. Try to really play into that gray man and use your personal style to accentuate your hard targetness. So the things that you do show, try to make those mean, you know, try to make those dissuade people. They're not going to notice you, but if they do happen to take a second look, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not that guy. So that are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts, guys. Like I said, I will try to find a link. I think the channel was Reality Survival. They got put down a good case. I'll give them that, but I do not think that being a hard target 24/7 is the way to go. I think there are different situations for both hard target versus gray man and probably a happy medium for both, that will work better personally. If you disagree, go to survivalpunk.com, drop a comment. I'd love to see what you guys say. I read all the comments and, you know, it's a two-way conversation. This will be posted on Facebook, obviously, for guys to, you know, go drop comments there. But let me know what you think. Do anything else? That's it. So, should have another podcast I have to be on later on. Got to get out the door and get some things taken care of. DIY to not be a victim, you guys.